Module 6, Rapport. Merriam-Webster defines rapport as a relationship characterized by agreement, mutual understanding, or empathy that makes communication possible or easy. The ability to build and maintain a healthy rapport is probably one of the most important skills in interpersonal relationships. Having a good rapport enhances all of our relationships in and out of the workplace, whether it be interactions with bosses, coworkers, employees, friends, acquaintances, fellow board members, fellow social club members, potential business partners or colleagues, and spouses. And a good rapport begins with the ability to actively listen. In business, the ability to build and maintain a great rapport can translate to long-term clients, contract renewals, fruitful partnerships, increased revenue, increased referrals, and so much more. Rapport involves building trust. Rapport involves changing your behavior or the volume of your voice to match the other person. It involves having productive small talk or nice conversations to break the ice. And involves listening more than speaking. How can we know how to respond or what to start a conversation about, let alone how to adapt our speaking behaviors if we are not actively listening to the other person? In business, clients who enjoy talking to their sales rep or account manager and relate in some way have a much higher propensity to continue doing business with them. People feel better about doing business with someone they like as well as trust. Having some level of relatability to the person we are speaking with increases our chances of building a good rapport. Some of those relatability factors can include growing up in the same town, being a fan of the same sports team, having a child going off to college for the first time, a concert you both recently attended, or a new restaurant you've tried. All of these factors can be extremely helpful in building rapport, and listening while the other person is speaking is essential to obtaining and/or building upon this information. Once rapport is established, it is also much easier for others to express their concerns, needs, and future plans. Having good rapport building skills begins with the desire to want to be a good listener. And it requires mutual respect, even if only to a small degree. And above all, it requires listening with all of our focus. And I'll get into how to do that in just a few moments.